This is SBS Audio.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Settlement Guide podcast, a series designed to help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you've just arrived, have been living here for years, were born in Australia, or are planning to move here soon, this series is for you. I'm your host, Maram Smail, and today's episode is dedicated to all the cat lovers out there. We'll discuss responsible cat ownership in Australia and protecting our native species.
We will see more extinctions of Australian native species in the coming years and decades if we don't get on top of cat management.
Cats make fantastic pets, providing companionship and a variety of benefits to human health. But in Australia, outdoor cats are also prolific hunters that have a detrimental impact on our native wildlife. The roaming nature of cats also puts them at risk of illness and injury, such as from vehicle accidents and cat fights.
Cats and wildlife are not a good combination. Cats are natural-born killers. We see this reflected in their play behaviours. They love to chase, pounce, and bite.
So, let's look at what's involved in being a responsible pet cat owner in Australia, and why this is so significant to ensure the safety of both our pet cats and Australia's unique native wildlife. Cats are prevalent in cultures across the globe, deeply respected in Egyptian mythology and embraced in popular cultures through iconic characters like the lazy American cartoon cat Garfield and the world-famous Japanese phenomenon Hello Kitty. Apart from Antarctica, Australia is the only continent in the world that doesn't have a native cat species. But one-third of Australian households have a pet cat, estimated to equate to more than 5.3 million pet cats. However, as natural-born hunters, outdoor pet cats in Australia threaten native wildlife, including birds, lizards, and frogs commonly found in suburban gardens. Researchers estimate that each roaming pet cat kills about 186 animals per year, often unnoticed by their owners. In addition to pet cats' impact on Australia's wildlife, millions of feral cats also roam across Australia. Sarah Legg is a professor of wildlife conservation at Charles Darwin University and a biodiversity counselor. She has worked on conservation issues in Australia for the past 30 years, including studying the impacts of cats on wildlife. Professor Legg explains the differences between a pet cat and a feral cat.
Everyone's familiar with pet cats, which are owned and cared for. But in Australia, we also have feral cats, and these are cats that live without any dependence on people. So most feral cats live in the bush far away from towns. But there's a subset of those that live either in towns and cities or just on the fringe of towns and cities. And that sort of feral cat is sometimes called a stray cat.
Feral cats are taking a big toll on Australia's wildlife, responsible for the extinction of multiple wildlife species.
Cats were first introduced to Australia with the first fleet in 1788. And then there were later introductions at other places, including Perth and Hobart. They spread across the whole continent pretty quickly. Feral cats have been the primary culprit in the extinction of over 20 species of native mammals. And cats are still causing population declines today.
Suppose we combine pet and feral cats' impact on Australia's unique wildlife daily. In that case, cats kill over 3.1 million mammals, 1.8 million reptiles, and 1.3 million birds. According to Professor Legg, this astounding level of predation by cats could be the death knell for other native wildlife species.
Because the impacts of predation from cats, so both feral cats and pet cats combined, is so high, we will see more extinctions of Australian native species in the coming years and decades if we don't get on top of cat management. So we know that feral cats are a problem. But in fact, pet cats can also affect wildlife because Even though they're fed by the owners, most pet cats that are allowed outside to roam still hunt prey. It's just in the nature of cats to hunt. And a lot of pet cat owners might not be aware of this because their pet cats only bring home, on average, 1 in 5 animals that they've killed. And in fact, some pet cats never bring home any kills.
So, what exactly does being a responsible cat owner in Australia involve? Professor Legg says there are several key actions that every cat owner can do to help keep pet cats safe and wildlife safe too.
The best way to reduce the impacts of pet cats on wildlife is to practice responsible pet ownership. And so what that means is get your cat registered and microchipped. That's so that if it ever does get out, it can be returned to you quickly. Get your cat de-sexed. That's to stop unwanted litters. And especially keep your cat contained, either indoors or in a secure outdoor cat run.
Keeping cats indoors at home allows local wildlife to flourish, and the benefits of being a responsible cat owner are many, Professor Legg explains.
If you can do all of these things, not only will you keep wildlife safe from your cat, you'll also keep your cat safe from dogs and cars and diseases and all the other risks they face if they wander out at large.
If you own a pet cat or are thinking of getting one, regular visits to your local vet will help keep your cat healthy and happy. Veterinarian Dr. Garnet Hall is the president of the Western Australian Division of the Australian Veterinary Association. He says vets should be a cat owner's primary source of health information.
Make sure you find a vet to perform annual health exams, vaccinations, worming, and any required medical plans for your pet. Biology can be complex, and cats can suffer from dental disease, kidney issues, heart problems, arthritis, skin disorders, and much, much more. It is always best to detect and address these illnesses as soon as possible, and the best way to do this is to have a great relationship with your local vet.
Dr. Hall explains if a pet cat roams outdoors, the cat may be at risk from cat fights, injuries, and diseases.
Cats will often fight each other, causing a lot of nasty injuries, as well as becoming extremely susceptible to diseases such as FIV and things like vehicle accidents. Cats and wildlife are not a good combination. Cats are natural-born killers. We see this reflected in their play behaviours. They love to chase, pounce, and bite. But outside of that home environment, these behaviours quickly turn into efficient and deadly hunting. And their meals become birds, lizards, frogs, and other wildlife.
This is why keeping your pet cat indoors is important. And aside from being a great companion, Dr. Hall says it's important to consider your pet cat as part of the family.
Think of a pet cat as part of your family. Just like us, they need a safe home environment, regular healthy meals, good health care that includes vaccinations and parasite control, mental stimulation, and lots of love.
Depending on where you live in Australia, the laws around keeping a pet cat vary, as Professor Legg explains.
So the laws about pet cat management are set by the states and territories, but then the actual pet cat management is carried out by local governments. And local governments can also introduce their own extra laws. So they might insist, for example, that all cats in the local area are de-sexed, or that all cats in a particular suburb need to be contained. So that means the laws vary depending where you live.
Professor Legg suggests that the best way to find out about the laws in your local area is to visit your council website. Many local councils have subsidized de-sexing or free microchipping programs to encourage responsible pet ownership. Professor Legg says there are many benefits of being a responsible pet cat owner.
If we could all adopt responsible pet ownership practices, it means that we can enjoy our pet cats because they're fantastic companions. And at the same time, we can also enjoy fairy wrens and little lizards and all the other native wildlife that visits our gardens.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by Phil Tutsak, hosted by me, Maram Smail. The Settlement Guide managing editor is Rosa Germian. Until next time.
SBS Audio.